Monsters. There's monsters everywhere. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst, and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Great to be with you. Great to be face-to-face in the studio with our bellies full and a warm night. Hopefully we'll be able to stay awake through the entire program.
Yeah, well, if I hear snores coming from that side of the table, I'll be kicking you under it to wake you up. I'm sure that won't happen, though.
Nope.
Okay, Chuck, we're going to kind of take a side trip here into the world of the military. Usually we talk about what's going on in politics and in the culture and in the Christian faith, but today we're going to go into the wait a minute. Look, we're going to be talking about politics and culture and the Christian faith as we talk about the military today. What a surprise. And what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, is a story that should make your jaw drop if you're a Christian believer, or if you have ever personally been in the military or have family members in the military. This comes to us today from Breitbart.com, an article that was written by Ken Klukowski, and it's entitled, Pentagon Taps Anti-Christian Extremist for Religious Tolerance Policy. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, it's May, not April. This is not an April Fool's joke.
Right.
That's the headline. That the Pentagon, your United States Department of Defense, has actually contracted with someone who hates Christians to write a religious tolerance policy. Now, Chuck, I'm not even going to speculate on how tolerant policy is going to be to all faiths equally, right?
Oh, right. You know better. It's already basically making special consideration for Muslims in the military. And the fact that, if you'll remember, the Fort Hood incident has never been declared what it is, which was a terrorist act.
Yes, it was. A true terrorist act
done by an Islamic radical. And the fact is that it's been deemed, was it workplace violence or something really absurd, and no one gets a Purple Heart because it's not a combat injury.
Right. Does that mean those whom he killed will not get buried in the Arlington National Cemetery?
I don't know if that's what it means or not, but I think probably so.
Probably so. Well, that's pretty sad. Now, but another sad part is that along with Islam and Wicca and Zoroastrianism and Baha'i and Jainism and all those other wonderful non-Christian faiths, this is the take that the Pentagon's new consultant, freshly minted, and I'd love to dig, I think I want to start digging, maybe on tomorrow's program and tell you if I can find how much they're paying this person. Gentleman's name, I think it's a gentleman, I may be wrong, it could be one of those.
He's not a gentleman.
Okay, his name, Mikey Weinstein. See, the only reason I'm questioning is because oftentimes with the LGBTQ,
yeah,
XYZ, PDQ crowd,
LSMFT,
a name like Mikey could go either way, if
yeah,
you know what
true.
I'm saying. But basically, here's Mikey Weinstein, who's the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Okay? I didn't think there were any atheists in foxholes, Chuck.
Well, I would be willing to bet that Mr. Mikey Weinstein has probably never been within a few feet of anything other than a training foxhole.
Yeah, well, probably that's the case. But here's a quote from Mr. Well, or I should just say for Mikey. I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't know if he's a Mr. or a
it
Miss.
He is a male.
Oh, it is male. Okay, all right. Well, anyhow, this is what Weinstein had to say about Christians. Quote, today, we face incredibly well-funded gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize their fellow Americans by forcing their weaponized and twisted version of Christianity upon their helpless subordinates in our nation's armed forces. This is the person who's writing the religious tolerance policy for the Pentagon, the person that they're paying our tax dollars to, mind you, Charles. When I said there's monsters everywhere, well, according to Mikey Weinstein, all of those monsters are probably Protestant and Catholic.
Well, absolutely. And the fact is that that comes out rather clearly. Who's the site in this thing? James Dobson.
Now, I'm sure James Dobson has probably woken up in the morning sometimes with his hair a muss and he needing to go and brush his teeth in the bathroom, but I don't think I'd call him a monster.
James Dobson and I shared a denomination together for some time. I'm a former Nazarene, and James Dobson is a Nazarene. I can assure you that it is well known that James Dobson is probably one of the most mild-mannered people
on the face of
on the planet.
And
his denomination doesn't mean anything, because I'm sure there are some mean people in the Nazarene church. But James Dobson, I don't think, could be convinced to her to flee.
Well, probably not, but I'll tell you what, Mikey Weinstein thinks that he's all but Bela Lugosi or a Boris Karloff marching through the moors and shuffling along either as the Frankenstein monster or with the cape as Dracula. Because he basically says that James Dobson, quote, this is how he characterizes James Dobson, illustrating the extremist militant nature of these virulently homophobic organizations, rhetorically charged propaganda. So he basically says that James Dobson is his poster child for extremist, militant, virulent, homophobic, propaganda mill churning monster. Now, I'm sorry, but this is the person who's writing the religious tolerance policy for the armed forces?
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have loved ones in the armed forces who are believers, honestly, I'm not sure what to tell you. I mean, God bless them for their service, but maybe they should make their service short. Because it looks very clearly like the crosshairs are being drawn on anybody who holds to the Orthodox Christian faith as being, as Mikey Weinstein has called them, they terrorize people with their weaponized and twisted version of Christianity. Wow, terrorize and weapon. It's starting to sound to me like they want to use the Patriot Act against somebody who holds to the Christian gospel in the military.
Well, this is a case where the garbage is telling the pail that it stinks.
Yeah, true.
The fact is here, all we have to do is look at the rhetoric that's being employed here and ask ourselves, who's actually the hater? And the fact is that James Dobson takes a principled stand against the practice of homosexuality, and that somehow makes him into some kind of a monster. And it's because he relies on his faith based on a biblical view of God and his decrees and laws. Somehow he is some kind of a twisted individual. Well, okay, then I guess that makes me a twisted individual.
I've always thought that about you.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody that knows me knows I'm twisted. I'm twisted in just that particular way. So when we look at this rhetoric, virulent religious oppression, I knew of no one in the military who's oppressing anybody religiously. This is a fantasy land projection of what Mr. Weinstein thinks is going on in the military. I have no doubt that he really doesn't have a clue. What he is really is a rhetorician. Now, why this man is the chief consultant to do any kind of social policy for the Army, especially when he's citing obvious fearmongers and essentially people who have shown themselves more than willing to create any kind of a fiction you can imagine to raise money, and that's the Southern Poverty Law Center.
And why are you bringing up SPLC again? Well, Weinstein endorses Southern Poverty Law Center and their quote-unquote list of hate groups and effusively praises them while at the same time attacking James Dobson. Now, but here's the kicker. Weinstein's also publicly supported a gentleman by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Jack Rich. Now, Jack Rich has been in the news lately because he is an Army officer, Lieutenant Colonel, who basically wrote to his subordinates that soldiers who hold traditional Christian beliefs, that would be your children or grandchildren, the folks in our listening audience who are in the military, I would assume, that agreeing with organizations who on the SPLC hate list, which includes Focus on the Family, I think the Institute's even on there, aren't we, Chuck? Or we've been linked by affiliation.
Yeah, linked by affiliation because Tom DeWeese's American Policy Center
is on there.
Is on there, and we were at a conference that they had a spy at.
Yep.
And so we got tarred by relationship.
Yeah, but Weinstein's support, because Rich said that any soldiers who hold those traditional Christian beliefs and agree with any of those organizations, I guess on anything, Chuck, so I guess if you agree with the Family Research Council that the family's important, then you, as Lieutenant Colonel Rich said, you're incompatible with Army values, and you should be carefully watched and excluded from military service. So in other words, if I were in one of the branches of the armed service, and I got, say, FRC's newsletter, which I do regularly, and I read them and I agreed with them on certain issues in the culture, that means I'm incompatible with Army values and I should be watched carefully and excluded from military service, according to a lieutenant colonel in the military, who is fairly high up in the rank, but who's now being backed by a, best way to put this is, a virulent anti-Christian who is the Pentagon is using our tax dollars to pay to consult with so that he can help them craft their new religious tolerance policy. Now, how does he feel about some of us, Chuck? I mean, we've talked a little bit about this monstrosity and virulent religious oppression he feels about, but he also calls those who have Christian beliefs, and I love this one, pitiable, unconstitutional carpetbaggers. Folks, we finally turned it totally on their head. It isn't that the Bible informs the Constitution. Now it's the Constitution contra Bible. So if you're a Christian believer, you're unconstitutional. Well, isn't that taking that Article 7 clause just a little bit too far, Chuck?
Oh, well, look, these guys are putting together, it's the old joke. You used to be able to get on the internet that you would pick one word from column A, one word from column B, and one word from column C, and create a bureaucratic phrase. Well, we've got that going on here. Basically, pitiable, what was the phrase?
Pitiable, unconstitutional carpetbaggers.
Carpetbaggers.
That means that we aren't even citizens, Chuck.
That's right. That's exactly what it
means. That's what he's saying, is that we should lose our citizenship. Oh, wait a minute. Haven't we talked about that on another program, about the government wanting to take away people's citizenship if they are perceived to be potentially terroristic?
And we've had people who call themselves conservative who have been all up in that.
They're all for it. They're all for that.
This is the same kind of rhetoric that we heard, if you'll recall, when people wanted to turn over whole bunches of power to abrogate the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th Amendments in the Patriot Act, Republicans were all for it. Conservatives, not all Republicans, but conservatives were all for it until you said, okay, now what do we do if Hillary Clinton is the next president? Now, this was, of course, during the Bush administration. What do we do when Hillary Clinton's the next president? Oh, we wouldn't want him to have that power at all. I said, okay, so how are we going to make sure that Hillary Clinton or whoever gets in the job doesn't get that power? I don't know. I guess we'll just have to eliminate the law once that happens. I'm laughing. I'm like, when's that going to happen?
I'm not laughing too loudly or too hard, Chuck, because the way things are going, it could be the next thing on the list. Now, I want you to kind of think about this as well, because he basically says that, this is Weinstein talking, Mikey Weinstein, that we should effusively applaud Lieutenant Colonel Rich, who basically said, hey, if you hold to Christian beliefs, you're incompatible with Army values and you should be watched and excluded. He said, we should venture further than his recommendations. And this is Weinstein. He says, quote, we must vigorously support the continuing efforts to expose pathologically anti-gay, Islamophobic, and rabidly intolerant agitators for what they are, die-hard enemies of the United States Constitution. Wow, Chuck, he's all but said we're committing treason.
That's it.
Actually, that is the language. That's a paraphrase of the language about treason.
Well, I like this one. This is a national security threat. This is Weinstein speaking. What is happening, aside from sexual assault, is spiritual rape. And what the Pentagon needs to understand is that it is sedition and treason. It should be punished.
Yes, he gets that also from another advisory board member by the name of Larry Wilkerson, who was quoted in the Washington Post saying this specifically, quote, sexual assault and proselytizing are absolutely destructive of the bonds that keep soldiers together. Now, Chuck, I read that and I laughed out loud, because I guess that means that homosexual sodomy is okay as long as you don't proselytize. Because, I'm sorry, but homosexual sodomy is sexual assault.
Yes.
Call in or email us if you want to challenge that.
Yeah, we'll be happy
statement.
To.
We'd be happy to back
we'll
that
up. We'll set up a Skype interview and
give you all the airtime you want.
Yeah.
That's right. So this is the guy who is saying that it should be the official policy of the United States military to say what you can and can't believe. And if you are caught, if you're outed, Chuck, if you're outed following Jesus, if you're outed believing the Bible to be true and errant pronouncement of the one true God, if you're outed believing that men are sinful and desperately wicked and in need of a savior, and that savior is not Allah or some sexual outlet, then it's time for you to be technologically crucified.
Well, here's the deal as we go into the closing segment. Nature abhors a vacuum, and what Weinstein is doing is it's attempting to fill the vacuum that he is removing Christianity with a worship of alternative lifestyle.
Yes.
And so, as usual, there is no neutrality, and I will close out with a quote from Weinstein that says, if these fundamentalist Christian monsters of human degradation and tyranny cannot broker or barter your acceptance of their putrid theology, then they crave for your universal silence in the face of their rapacious reign of theocratic terror. Indeed, they ceaselessly lust, ache, and pine for you to do absolutely nothing to thwart their oppression. Comply, my friends, and you become as monstrously savage as they are. I beg you, do not feed these hideous monsters with your stoic lethargy, callousness, and neutrality. Do not lubricate the path of their racism, bigotry, and prejudice. Doing so directly threatens the national security of our beautiful nation. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what the commander-in-chief of your military is foisting off on you as our national defense.
Well, and Weinstein says those guilty of this treason must be punished. Well, Chuck, the punishment for treason in the Constitution is death.
Death. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.